We're just missing Councillor Van Ruin. We've got 5. What is our quorum, Sandra?
You've got enough. If you've only got one missing, you've got enough.
Yep.
If you've got 5 here, it's only included, so 5 out of 6.
All right. We'll start. Welcome, everybody. Move straight on to confirmation of the minutes 1.1, that the minutes of the meeting held on the 9th of June be confirmed. Can I have somebody move? Thanks, mm-hmm. Councillor Viney. Seconded Councillor Fuller. Any queries on those minutes?
Yeah.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 2.1 is Mayor's Communications. Can I have somebody move that be received? Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Seconded Councillor Viney. Put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. 3.1 is Declarations of Interest. Nobody wishing to make a declaration. And 4.1 is to adjourn the meeting so that we can discuss the item, which is the first one, the residential outbuilding and shed, and that's at 4th Road, 4th. Any questions, queries, comments on this one?
Excuse me. No, Mayor, I sound like that bloke on the Vicar and Dibley.
Yes.
Just a question of no issue with the report. I think it's been done in great detail, actually. But in one part there, any nuisance complaints such as noise, dust, odour, etc. would need to be addressed with reference to the EPA, Environmental Management, and I thought I read down next that overruled the right to farm legislation. Is that true? I'm on page...
I put that in there.
That's my own.
Marianne.
I thought that's... Is that the way that's supposed to work, that legislation?
I probably didn't word it as clearly as I should have. Both legislations stand alone.
Yeah.
The EMCA is a very well-tested part of legislation, but no one's ever tested the right to farm.
Yeah.
So far, all complaints have been under EMCA, and they've...
Until you get it tested and it's won in court, that's the one you go by. Okay.
Yeah, so it hasn't been tested, I guess, is what I should have said.
I'm just wondering. I'm happy with everything else bar that clause for the next lot that come through and all of a sudden the dust and the noise doesn't suit the whatever in 20 years' time. And to me, this is what planning's all about. It's easy to do it for today, but it's harder to do it for 10 years. Is there something we can... I apologise, I meant to ring you today, Marianne. What's an option or what could we do to make sure that BRA will be able to do what they do today in 10 years to new owners of houses on that block?
So is that more above the Part 5 agreement?
Yeah, Part 5 was basically a little bit different. I'm just... Whether I read it right or wrong, I don't know. I'm open to
acknowledging that it's a 24 hours a day, 365 days a year resource development activities and operations that occur on adjoining land.
But then the noise, dust and whatever comes down below the Part 5 and says it overrides the right to farm. So where's the Part 5 agreement and the right to farm? How's it all set?
I think that's in 4D, with the to acknowledge it's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's how I read it too, but I didn't... Yeah.
It's a query. And it does work.
It would be a legal agreement, and the Part 5 is also a legal an act, isn't it? But it's not ever been tested, so I can't answer it really.
No.
I mean, I can...
I can understand the reason you can't
mention more things, if you like, the part five, like dust and noise and
if that was
odour.
In the,
if that could be in the part five agreement. Does it need to be?
I think
it... You'd want to list everything, though, that could come up. If you start putting some of the nuisances in, you may limit yourself.
Right.
So it just be legal advice on...
says that the Part 5 agreement must list and acknowledge the 24 hours a day development activities and operations that occur. So if it's going to list the activities and all of those that occur, surely
that would cover it.
That would cover.
Yeah. They can't go outside what's listed, yeah.
Asked for that.
Yeah. I reckon it's great that they've come to this. I have no issue. It's the next.
Yeah.
It's the next person and the next person.
It's not yet been challenged, so one day we'll know what strength it has.
Yeah. Okay.
But not now.
Yeah, that's great. See these guys working together, but the next ones won't.
It's nice to see a positive representation that offers some suggestions, like the screening and the. In the Part 5 agreement. Yes, that's right.
No, thanks, Mariana. No, until it gets to court, we never know, do we? But let's hope it never happens. I see it basically every year in different farms around where it's happening all the time. And it's not the person that you deal with first up, it's the second, the third, and the fourth.
And I'm always really happy to refuse a house
next
to a very viable farm. But it's just the history of subdivision of how these lots have been created. They're old Crown grants, and council didn't approve this subdivision. It just sort of popped up from the early creation of Fourth Village.
Yeah.
Someone had the wherewithal to realise they were there and didn't go through council, it just was a direct application to the Recorder of Titles and the titles just rose out of the earth, basically.
Lucky ones. Yeah, don't get me wrong, I still want to see buildings in the country, and I still want to see families in country and kids go to school in country schools, but got to protect that person that's been doing the stuff on the land for decades also.
There is a plan for the house to go ahead, Marianne? So
there
is plans for the house to go ahead, is there? So there's no plans there as yet for the house.
It's just the building envelope?
It's just, and the shed for the caravan.
Yeah.
But there will, they're intending to build a house on the land?
Yes. So we approve the building envelope, making sure it's got reaches all the standards, or if it doesn't, then this one didn't in some cases.
Interesting thing with this too, there's going to be an as part of what we sent to the planning TPC, it included these blocks in it as well, so there's going to be a few that are going to with that right to farm legislation as well, and the council agreed to those, so this is really as much this is about protection we can give to the neighbours on this.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
No other comments, questions?
I was happy with it, Mayor. Likewise, I was thinking, is that as strong as the instrument can be? Is that the best instrument to sort of provide guidance in perpetuity? But I presume that was either the strongest or the only instrument that we had that we could use. So, yes, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Both the creation of the lots and the action, the TPC pending decision. It's an interesting one, but the report answered my questions. I was happy to support it. Thank you.
I'm happy with the preceding discussion.
We'll go back into a meeting and ask. Would somebody like to move the suggested resolution? Thanks. Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Seconded Councillor Viney. Councillor Carpenter, anything else to say? Anybody else? No? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. So move on to 6.2. I'll just adjourn the meeting again so we can discuss this one at 18 Hales Street for multiple dwellings. Any comment on this one?
I think the planning report has dealt with the proponents and or the objections, and I think there's be happy to accept the proposal as it is.
Problem with it, Mayor. Not a lot of examples in that Pengana Heights area of two residences on one site or on one block. They are predominantly single residences on large spaces. So it was a little bit different. But I was happy that the suggestions there or the actions there will address the concerns of the neighbouring property. So I was happy to support it as it is.
With this one either. All right, so I'll go back into the meeting and ask if somebody is prepared to move the suggested resolution. Councillor Fuller seconded. Is that a hand up, Councillor Viney? Any other comments? No. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. That takes us to the end of our meeting. No other business. Close at 6:13.